Brian, good to have you back here. Look, starting in a couple of, just a handful of days now. Title 42 is going to go away despite the comments from the Border Patrol, from Democrats who represent border districts. It seems that this president, this administration does not care. Ron Vitello here is the former chief of the U.S. Border Patrol, retired acting ICE director. Spent 34 years protecting our border in places like the Rio Grande Valley, Swanton, Vermont sectors. Deputy chief of the national headquarters. Ronald, good to have you back.
Thanks, Steve. It's good talking to you.
All right, so tell me, I mean, it's just a handful of days now, right? They're going to cancel Title 42. I've read about 100,000 people swelling and overflowing the facilities there in Mexico. There could be as many as 100,000 come across, you know, in a very few hours. Or am I just being paranoid?
No, I've seen the same reports and talked to some of my former colleagues. They're very concerned that when this rescission takes place, they take this tool off the table, that 100,000 or more are going to get another signal from this administration that the borders are wide open. And what they're seeing now, between 6,000-8,000 every 24 hours, the planning estimates for facilities and operations, they think that might be 18,000 a day. And I will just tell you that no facility, no Border Patrol station, no processing element, no computer workstations, there are not enough of those to handle that kind of wave of humanity. The Border Patrol right now is already overwhelmed with this chaos, and we're headed toward a catastrophe when this rescission takes place. This administration has done nothing except open up the southwest border in a way that I've never seen. The biggest surge on the southwest border in the history of the border.
Well, here's the thing. That's more than 6 million people a year. If you average 18,000 a day, it's 6.5 million people a year coming into our country. Who knows who they are, where they go, what they do? How do they find housing? How do they find a food to eat? I mean, you will have an inevitable spike in crime and violence and filth and poverty because there's not room to instantly house 18,000 people a day, day after day, days on end, right? It's just not possible. And so it's suicide. It's intentional. They can't possibly be this stupid. So it has to be considered intentional, Ronald. And the answer and the question, though, is why?
Yeah. Why do they hate that border so much? Why do they hate the American people so much? Why are they giving us a situation where we're going to have increased threat for the agents and officers that are at the border, increased threat to border communities, increased threat to public health resources, our schools, our neighborhoods, you know, and the people that are in that pipeline, they're going to be taken advantage of the entire way. Corrupt governments, corrupt government officials that will enforce bribes against them, human trafficking. It's misery all the way around, and there's absolutely no reason for it. This administration inherited a border situation where we had 40-year historic lows in activity of illegal crossings of the southwest border. And in just this short time, when this president's been in charge, we have the worst border crisis we've ever seen.
Worst border crisis ever in American history. That's where we stand today, correct?
That's right. The border.
I mean, there's just no comparison. There's no comparison, and there's really no comparison. I mean, you're talking about an exodus, an influx that would be on par with Europe, World War II, right? When people are fleeing a war. That's the kind of numbers we're talking about.
Right. And this the numbers are bad enough alone. Think about all the people who never get encountered by the Border Patrol at the southwest border. And think about, you know, 150 different countries are represented in this flow. Many countries which we would never consider taking a vacation to or sending our children to. Venezuela, Nicaragua, Iran, Iraq, Russia, China. It's incredible what we're seeing. And while our stock market takes a ride downward, the cartels in Mexico are making money hand over fist because this administration and their policies has enforced this surge, has encouraged this surge, and every cartel along the southwest border is making money hand over fist because they have an unlimited pipeline of third world nationals that are headed toward our border.
So what can we do about it? Obviously, they have no interest in they being the Democrats, have no interest in stopping any of this. What do we do? I mean, I don't like feeling helpless. It makes me angry.
Yeah, I share your frustration. What can be done? What can be done is they can reinstitute the policies that worked when they inherited this border situation, but they are not about to do that. And so Congress needs to act. There are some real flaws in immigration law and case law that's been made since, you know, the past decade. So there's work there that Congress can do. But we've got to stop voting in this country for people who run on a platform to abolish the police or to abolish ICE, because this is the exact result of this woke policy that says borders don't mean anything. And that's the situation that we find ourselves in. What we can do, you know, we can encourage Texas, Missouri, Florida, and the other states, Arkansas, that have sued the federal government to enforce the law as it is on the books, to return to sane, rational policies that protect us all. But unfortunately, even those court filings and some of the rulings, like to reinstate the Migrant Protection Protocol, this administration says they're implementing it, but they're not doing it at scale, because if they were, they could reduce this traffic, and we've not seen any of that. They have refused even the court orders.
You know, at some point there's going to be a correction. I mean, there is. And people are just, I mean, they're going to push back. I got to leave it there. Greatly appreciate it, Ronald, as always. Look forward to talking to you again.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
You as well. Greatly appreciate it. Ronald Vitello, former chief of the U.S. Border Patrol, retired acting ICE director. Spent more than three decades down there. Knows what he's talking about. That's what I'm getting at. Knows what he's talking about. All right. Still to come on this program, Tim Walberg, the congressman, will be here. I've got questions for him. I do. About what's happening with Ukraine and elsewhere. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.